News. I'm Sherry Preston, the chairman of the NTSB, Jennifer Homendy, in Maryland at the scene of the Key Bridge collapse in Baltimore. Her main focus and the focus for her investigators, figuring out exactly what went wrong on that cargo ship prior to the collision with the bridge.
We've seen all the reports and heard the reports about power losses and it striking the bridge at the time when a number of workers were on the bridge, but it's still something we need to confirm.
The six construction workers they were looking for yesterday are believed to have died in the collision and collapse. Crews will be searching the water today again for their bodies. Sean Combs' lawyers speaking out about the raids on the media moguls' homes. They say they were unfair. The same storm system that brought flooding and hail to Georgia and Florida, as well as heavy snow to the upper Midwest earlier this week, moving east. Ping-pong-sized hail reported in Florida yesterday. Just one winning ticket sold in last night's billion-dollar-plus Mega Millions drawing, sold in New Jersey. This is ABC News. Britain's King Charles set to make a rare public appearance after he was diagnosed with cancer. ABC's Inez de la Quatera has more from the Foreign Desk.
King Charles expected to attend Easter service on Sunday in what will mark his first official public appearance since his cancer diagnosis was announced last month. The 75-year-old will be with his wife, Queen Camilla, and their appearance will come just days after Kate, Princess of Wales, also revealed she's been diagnosed with cancer and is undergoing preventative chemotherapy. It's unclear what types of cancers the two royals have. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News, at the Foreign Desk.
A Utah author already accused of killing her husband with poison now facing new charges. Prosecutors say Corey Richens made an earlier attempt on his life by lacing a sandwich with fentanyl. After his death, she wrote a children's book about grief. One cure for insomnia, maybe the gym. New research says people who exercise at least twice a week can significantly cut their risk for not being able to sleep. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Calling all visionary leaders, change makers, and soulful CEOs who are on the edge of your next leadership evolution. It's time to release any lingering chains of expectation, raise the floor on your standards, unleash the authentic leader within you, and expand your brand impact. Unleashed Live is brought to you by SoulSeed LLC, where they facilitate transformation by creating an environment and experience that supports you to embody greater authenticity and step into expanded leadership, supported by practical strategy. Join Amber Swerner, transformational leadership coach, business strategist, and founder of SoulSeed Strategy, based in Madison, Wisconsin. SoulSeed LLC is proud to work with the mission-driven leaders, visionary thinkers, heart-centered service providers, and businesses not always included in traditional business environments, who do business differently. Join us April 4th and 5th for Unleashed Live. Register now at soulseed.com.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Former President Donald Trump holds his first Wisconsin rally of the presidential campaign on Tuesday. His campaign says Trump will visit Green Bay on the day of the state's presidential primary election. Wisconsin's a battleground state, and the Marquette poll says only 2% of voters here haven't made up their minds. Efforts to debunk election conspiracy theories in Wisconsin resume in West Bend. That's where Kathy Bernier and the group Keep Our Republic hold a Tuesday seminar.
If we have a successful election with no drama or accusations, that will be a success.
Bernier speaking with WISN-TV's Upfront. Keep Our Republic was formed to counter doubts about the 2020 election. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Bucks lose to the Lakers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks had a 19-point lead in the fourth quarter and managed to lose in double overtime at home to the Los Angeles Lakers, the final 128-124. Damian Lillard, and now the Bucks went from hot to cold.
I mean, I thought we got a lot of good looks. We just missed shots. You know, we missed a lot of shots tonight. And that was pretty much what it came down to. And, you know, they got a lot of talented players. You know, we saw that when we played them in L.A. And when it's going that way, put yourself in a dogfight. That's what we did, and we came up short.
College Hoops, the Badgers' A.J. Store, and UWM Panthers' B.J. Freeman announced their intentions to turn pro and become eligible for the NBA draft. NFL, football fans, and many players not happy about the new kickoff rules and formations approved at the owners' meetings in Orlando. The Packers' Mark Murphy voted against it.
Our issue was that it's such a major change. Just felt that it made sense to have a trial.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be sunny and cool, but not as windy as it was yesterday. Our high near 39. The wind today out of the west at around 10 to 15, even backing down a little further by later this afternoon. Tonight, clear 21. Tomorrow, sunshine 46 by Friday, partly to mostly cloudy, with a high back up to 54. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
On air at 92.7 megahertz frequency modulation and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Ed's Decaffeinated Caffeine, for people who like feeling nervous and wide awake, but hate running to the bathroom all the time.
We could use some of that.
We could.
I'm just giggling all the way through the show. John Peterson is off his rocker, and Gordy's so serious.
I know, I'm
it's
just...
It's really weird.
This Trump Bible thing, just...
Well, we'll get to it. We'll get to it.
Okay. I know. I just can't wait.
It's John and Gordy live from Short Stack Eatery, 301 West Johnson, at the corner of Johnson and State Street, downtown Madison, live and direct. Joining us this morning, Catherine Lake. Catherine, great to have you here as well.
Thank you.
And guess what? It is time. It is time for our Ride into Spring contest.
Woo!
And I've got the keyword standing by, all right?
What is that keyword?
Well, I'm going to tell you in just a moment, John. Please stand by, okay?
Freak.
Or sit by.
Can we get a clue at least?
No.
Okay.
All right. Let me think about that a little bit more. But first, I got to tell you, if you don't know how to enter this contest, let me tell you how. You need the Civic Media app. You put that on your phone or wherever you want to put that, and then you get into that app.
Wow.
It's free. It's free. The app is free. How many things are free?
And it brings you all 20 stations that Civic Media has.
It's fantastic. It is fast, and you can download it, and then you will have the ability to text in to win in this contest. What's on the docket here? Well, you could win an overnight stay at Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. And also, you'll be entered into the grand prize drawing. We've got a couple of bicycles up for grabs, also some patio furniture and a 3-in-1 blender and other wonderful prizes. So, Sam, hit the music. Let's get to the key word this hour. We do the keywords at 7, 10, 1, and 3. Different keywords for each of those hours.
I think I know what the keyword is.
7, 10, 1, and 3. The keyword for the 7 o'clock hour that you have to text in by 8 o'clock.
What is it?
It's bike.
Oh.
Bike.
Just bike.
B-I-K-E. Bike. Yes.
Okay, a little misleading song.
Not Mike. Bike.
Not bicycle, it's bike. Okay, so you text that into us. Just get on the Civic Media app. You get on that app. You go to the Mad Radio portion of that app and hit the text button and text in bike.
They're coming in.
You did that with all of the Civic Media stations.
You know what's great about that app, by the way?
Everything.
Everything. But I like it because it's how I listen to the station most often, because you can flip between the stations all over the state. That is the joy of Civic Media, is you can hear what's going on in Park Falls, for goodness sakes.
Well, let me tell you something. I talked to somebody yesterday that listened to us while they were on vacation in Spain.
Oh, my gosh, wow. You're kidding.
Yes, they were in Spain. I listened to you while I was over there. It was great.
You called their cell phone, and they were picking up in Spain?
Yes.
Holy smokes.
I know it. It's
the
amazing.
The world has changed.
Well, yeah.
The technology of today is
social media has really made it so easy for people to just pick up on a show that they want to hear.
Yeah.
Right.
And
an award-winning
old shows,
show.
Podcasts as well.
Show.
Yeah.
Right.
Award-winning shows.
Just saying.
Well, we blew that this morning.
It happened in 2024.
Yeah, that's right.
Say goodbye.
Right.
Again, the key word this hour is bike.
All right.
Text to win.
Let's get to Trump. Has now adopted the Bible. He's lent his name to the Bible. Thank goodness, you know, this will increase the sale.
Like an adopted child.
Of Bible. If he just lent his name, I'm sure that he thought, well, you know, Christians certainly want to have his name on the Bible.
Is that what he's calling it? Trump's Bible?
It's Trump's God Bless the USA Bible, and it's on sale right now.
Lord help us.
The story said former President Donald Trump, I don't think he's ever really left.
He thinks he's king.
On social media, Truth Social, he is... now partnering with musician Lee Greenwood to sell God Bless the USA Bibles ahead of Good Friday and Easter Sunday. Just in time for the holidays, the Trump Bible is out there now for you. And in that special relative that doesn't stop talking about how great Trump is, you can always just... shove this Bible in their face.
I wonder what the price tag of that Bible is.
Does it have a price tag?
I don't even know the price tag. But we're going to find out in just a moment. We're going to play a cut from Trump mentioning the Bible. And let's see what he has to say here. 584. Could we hear that?
All right.
Sam?
I'm proud to be partnering with my very good friend, Lee Greenwood, who doesn't love his song, God Bless the USA, in connection with promoting the God Bless the USA Bible. This Bible is the King James Version and also includes our founding father documents. Yes, the Constitution, which I'm fighting for every single day, to keep Americans protected. Also, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, and the Pledge of Allegiance are all part of this God Bless the USA Bible. And it's just very important and very important to me. I want to have a lot of people have it. You have to have it for your heart, for your soul.
You have to have it.
Many of you have never read them and don't know the liberties and rights you have as Americans and how you are being threatened lose those rights. It's happening all the time. It's a very sad thing that's going on in our country, but we're going to get it turned around.
Sad thing.
We are.
Religion and Christianity are the biggest things missing from this country, and I truly believe that we need to bring them back, and we have to bring them back fast. I think it's one of the biggest problems we have. That's why our country is going haywire. We've lost religion in our country.
All
Americans need a Bible in their home, and I have many. It's my favorite book. It's a lot of people's favorite book. This Bible is a reminder that the biggest thing...
Let's break away. Let's break away.
Hold on.
Break away, because there was just too much there.
Oh, thank goodness.
He's got a lot of those Bibles around the house, in every room.
Tell me I'm wrong. I just read... A couple days ago, the evangelicals are not a fan of Trump anymore.
Yeah, some
this
of them
exactly
are turning away.
What he's doing. It's a bid for that, right?
Yeah, that's what it's all about.
Oh, my gosh.
Right.
And I'm surprised he missed out on maybe having a record included inside the Bible where you have to kind of cut it out. A cardboard record you
like
put on the turntable, yes. Of all his outtakes, all his great speeches. Oh, my God.
About vinyl records, those little floppies.
Yeah,
used to be on cereal boxes.
That's right. Thank goodness he's including the Pledge of Allegiance and, you know, things.
Well, I think
a few extras.
The Bible's been missing that for so many years.
Constitution, the Bill of Rights, it's all included.
Should've
no extra
in
charge.
All this time, what were we thinking?
Again, we don't know the price tag and who's getting this money. Huh, I wonder how that works.
Selling new Bibles really shouldn't happen.
I think somewhere in the speech, should we check back in with that? Let's check back in with the speech here.
It's my favorite book.
What else
it's a lot of people's favorite,
it's my
book.
Favorite book.
This Bible is a reminder that the biggest thing we have to bring back America and to make America great again is our religion. Religion is so important. It's so
policy?
Missing, but it's going to come back, and it's going to come back strong, just like our country is going to come back strong. In the end, we do not answer to bureaucrats in Washington. We answer to God in heaven. Christians are under siege. We must protect content that is pro-God. We love God, and we have to protect anything that is pro-God. We must defend God in the public square and not allow the media or the left-wing groups to silence, censor, or discriminate against us.
Okay. All right. All right. Just pause it.
Christianity back into...
Pause it there because, you know, this is so insulting. Absolutely insulting because, you know, a lot of people are religious regardless of whether they're right or left.
Right.
It's insulting to anybody on the left who may be a very, very good Christian.
But it's also insulting to people on the right that are truly religious and understand the, you know, the divide, the wall between religion and government.
Yes.
They don't, you know, it's offensive to them too,
yeah.
To many of them. Now, some of the evangelicals are also bailing out on Trump because of this kind of thing.
For good reason. He's bartering
trying
on
to,
God.
It's
not right.
It's not right at all.
Unless it puts in an extra pair of sneakers with the Bible. And then I'm in.
See, I'm surprised.
It needs more add-ons on this.
I'm surprised the gold sneakers weren't included, or coupon at least included.
A T-shirt.
That they could cut out of the Bible.
Hey, not sure if you guys can see here. We got a couple of calls about Trump and his magical Bible he's selling.
Oh, let's go. All right. Let's go to their first caller.
All
that
right.
would be
first
Dick.
Up, we have Dick in Madison. Go ahead, Dick.
All right.
Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, make America pray again. That was part of it, too. And, you know, and my favorite passage in the Bible, 3 Corinthians come in the room. But, you know, this is so ridiculous at every level. All of this.
It is.
Here's one of the most blasphemous, and Lee Greenwood, please.
Yeah,
I thought he had tipped over, but apparently not. But, you know, make America pray again. He actually says that in part of it.
I know. Wait, that's coming up. That's coming up in the cut. We haven't got to that part yet.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I thought that I'd seen and heard everything from this guy, and I don't think we're even close.
Right.
I honestly think he's just going to melt down in the next couple months.
I think this is the biggest mistake he could have ever made. This is the pinnacle of stupidity, the dumbest thing you could ever come up with, and he came up with it, branding the Bible.
I would never.
The Trump Bible.
Yeah, ever. Going all in on Christian
this is crazy,
nationalism.
Isn't it? All right, it MAPAs. We're going to have to talk about, you know, not MAGAs, it's MAPAs.
MAPAs?
Yeah. Make America pray again.
That's it.
Wow.
That's it.
Okay.
Okay, well, thanks
Thank you,
lot.
Dick.
Dick, and let's go to Mark now on the other line. We have two lines, don't we?
Good morning, Mark.
At least.
Good morning. It is just sad that this is happening. I mean, the complete ignorance about American history, how religion was used at the... When the colonial founding of this country, it was not freedom of religion. It was, you know, our religion is the only way. The Puritans persecuted, you know, Quakers and Baptists and anybody who didn't agree with them. I mean,
exactly.
I mean, for God's sake, they hung Quakers. I mean, and the Baptists celebrated the freedom of the provision in the Constitution separating church and state because they didn't think that they should have to pay taxes to the Church of England.
That's right.
I mean, one of George Washington's first letters out was to a letter to a, as president, was a letter out to a Jewish congregation saying, you don't need to be afraid here to be a practice of Jewish faith. I mean,
freedom of religion.
That's right.
And you know, we've got an organization.
Religion.
That's right. In this city, we've got Freedom From Religion, a great organization, because you don't get to judge my thoughts.
Right.
You just don't get to know and judge and condemn my thoughts.
But this is the movement that's going on right now. Besides trying to reelect Donald Trump, it's the Christian nationalism, and that's the movement that we're really worried about. I have a cut here that you will be very surprised at about Christian nationalism and killing people.
And we'll come back with that. We are live at Shortstack Eatery. John and Gordy and Catherine coming right back.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
These two referendum that you will see on your April 2nd ballot. What is it that Republicans are after here? You cut funding for local elections. You restrict the hours. You restrict early voting. You intimidate and scare election workers so droves of them are quitting. I wonder where all of this is heading.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays at 2 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
As you age, you may have questions about finding transportation, healthy meals, or other services around your home and in your community. And the Elder Care Locator has the answers at 1-800-677-1116. Our caring advisors can connect you to trustworthy local experts and the support you need to age well at home. Real people, real assistance, and real connections are just a phone call away with the Elder Care Locator. 1-800-677-1116.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Bicycle, bicycle, bicycle.
I want to ride my
bicycle, bicycle, bicycle.
I want to ride my bicycle.
No.
I want to ride my bike.
Mm-hmm.
I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride it where
it's as simple as that. Mad Radio, WMDX, 92.7 FM and 1580 AM from the capital city, Madison, the John and Gordy Show.
And it is 7:20, and in this 7 o'clock hour, our key word is bike. If you are looking for that word to text into our Ride into Spring contest, it's text to win. And bike is the word this hour. That's the key word, okay?
Go to our app and put it in.
Got to mention the app.
Yes, you need to get there. I'll get there.
I'm leaving. You don't do it right.
Oh, okay. Would you like to do it? Here, I've got all the information over here.
I'm fine over here. Okay. Just do your job, would you?
Okay, you need the Civic Media app in order to text in to win. It's easy to get. It's free. You download it, and you get on the app, and you go to the Mad Radio portion of that app. Just click on there, and there's a button to text, and you can put in that word bike and hit the text.
There's our guy.
And then you have entered the contest, and you could win an overnight stay at Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. And you're entered to win into the grand prize drawings for a couple of bikes. And also, we've got patio furniture and 3-in-1 blenders. Okay?
All right.
So bike is the word during the 7 o'clock hour. We'll have other keywords later in the day at 10 o'clock, 1 o'clock, and 3 o'clock.
Would you look at this street cleaner, please?
Yeah, I see him.
On State Street.
Look how hard he's working.
He opens his door and looks out to make sure he's getting every cigarette butt.
Yes. We see him every morning.
By the way,
up and down State
Street. He waved while we were doing that.
It's a big thing.
It's nice.
Can I mention something that I mentioned in the 6 o'clock hour?
Sure.
This show, without
this
me.
This show, what are you going to say?
I'm going to say.
What if we do this?
It's done.
You have been awarded either first, second, or third place at the best morning show in Wisconsin.
Just like that.
From the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association. It was
such a
surprise. How nice.
They're recounting that just in case. They're like, this can't be right.
WBA must have pretty low standards these days.
Al Gore's getting involved.
That's
it's not
right.
smart.
Well, that's fantastic. And,
congratulations.
It's not a People's Choice Award, but thank you.
Thank you for getting up at 4 every morning.
And we're going to find out who is the... we know we're in the first three, right?
Right.
One, first, second, or third. When do we find out who is the actual...
In early May, on May the 4th. May the 4th be with you. You see what I did there?
Okay. That's good.
And you will find out at the event, the gala.
Are we going to get to go to the gala? Because I'd like to go to the gala if we could get there.
If you're good,
if we're good, we can get to go.
I've never been to a gala before.
A gala.
How do you say that?
Gala.
Right, don't find out.
Don't get Frenchy involved.
Let's find out what Trump continued to say in regards to his new Bible branding.
Yeah, what is that? The Bible? The Trump Bible?
We haven't even finished his sell job on this thing. This is a 3-minute sell job.
I've never bought a Bible. I got one when I got confirmed when I was a kid. What is that? What are you doing?
AI.
Really? I'm talking about the Bible, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
Have a little respect.
All right.
Got mine, and I haven't found it. It's been someplace lost in my belongings.
Really?
But I have 4 others. I have my great-grandfather's, my grandfather's, my father's, my mother's mother. No, I think I have 5 Bibles.
Yeah.
You can't throw them away.
No.
And you know what's interesting about
that?
Yeah, they have information in them about, like, sometimes genealogy or where they were living at the time and who was married to who.
I recognize my grandmother's handwriting.
The handwriting is in it.
Isn't that cool?
It's hard to get rid of.
You
can't get rid of that.
It's kind
of
cool.
But I really don't need a collection. I don't need a new one.
No, you need a new one because this has the...
You got to have the Trump Bible.
Constitution
version.
Is in it.
The Pledge of Allegiance.
The Pledge of Allegiance.
Oh my Boy God. Scout and Girl Scout pledges are in there.
And Lee Greenwood's song, you know, God Bless the USA, on a cardboard record you can just cut out as a book.
It's a picture of Trump Tower and, you know.
Hopefully it's Mar-a-Largo's part of the Old Testament. Yes, there you go. Yeah. All right, let's hear let's hear the rest of the sell job here. Okay. I think the price comes up maybe.
Okay.
Censor right. Or discriminate against us. We have to bring Christianity back into our lives and back into what will be again a great nation. Our founding fathers did a tremendous thing when they built America on Judeo-Christian values. Now that foundation is under attack, perhaps as never before. What can we do? Stand up, speak out, and pray that God will bless America again. I'm proud to endorse and encourage you to get this Bible. We must make America pray again. Pray, get educated, get motivated, and stand with me and the legions of Americans asking God to bless our great nation, to bring our great nation back, and to make America great again. I'm proud to partner with Lee in this offering. He's a very special man, both as a talent, but maybe even more so as a human being. He's very special. And I think you all should get a copy of God Bless the USA Bible now and help spread our Christian values with others. There you have it. Let's make America pray again. God bless you, and God bless the USA.
That's just an amazing sell job, isn't it?
Okay.
The Trump Bible.
Just so much
I've
there.
I've never heard a president say, God bless the USA. They always say the full name.
Yeah.
I've never heard a president say that.
Yeah. He's not president.
Good point. Excellent.
Let's hope he never becomes president
now,
again.
This is all part of Christian nationalism and the rise of Christian nationalism.
Yeah.
And recently a dinner guest, Nick Fuentes, he is a white nationalist, a special guest of Trump's. dinner guest.
What did he have to say?
Well, I want you to cue up 585, if you can. That is a cut of Nick Fuentes and his little podcast and what he wants to do now that we have become or will become a Christian nation.
Okay.
Let's find out what he has planned.
There is an occult element at the high levels of society and specifically among the Jews. So many of the people that are perpetrating the lies and the destruction on the country, they are evildoers. They are
what
people who worship false gods. They are people that practice magic or rituals or whatever, and more than anything, those people need to be, when we take power, they need
Why
to be given
are we
a death
airing
penalty.
This? Oh my God.
Straight up. I'm far more concerned about that than I am about even non-white people or mass migration. These people that are communing with demons and engaging in this sort of witchcraft and stuff, and these people that are suppressing the name Christ and suppressing Christianity, they must be absolutely annihilated when we take power. This is
there
God's country. This is Jesus' country. This is not the domain of atheists or devil worshippers or perfidious Jews. This is Christ's country.
Did he just say
that? Yes. Where is that? If ever. This guy hates everything. I mean, he is truly a white nationalist and a big friend of Donald Trump's. And you can't tell me that Donald hasn't listened to this guy. I mean, basically, you know, he's cleaned it up a little bit. But that's truly that's the backstory. That's what they're looking at, and that's what
they
want to do. And we need to annihilate anybody who is a non-Christian, even though most of us have Christian backgrounds and we grew up a Christian in some denomination.
Right,
you know, I'm Lutheran.
Methodist.
I sent my kids to, you know, Bible school, you know, the whole thing, Bible camp, the whole, you know, I wanted them to get a taste of it.
Absolutely.
So when they are in discussions about religion, they have some background on it. They have their background and they can ask the questions of other people and their religions when they have a discussion about it. You know, just having some knowledge of it. But here's the thing. When I was in, I hated the Bible school thing. I just hated it.
I gotcha.
But I'll tell my story in a moment here.
It is 7:29. We've got news, weather, Pam Yonke's farm report coming back live from Short Stack Eatery, downtown Madison, 30 West Johnson. We'll be right back.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Planning for spring at Lowe's means big savings on outdoor power equipment. And Lowe's knows nothing feels better than free. Buy one select Ego string trimmer, leaf blower, or mower kit. Get one select 56-volt battery free. That's up to a $299 value. Power through spring with Ego, the number one rated brand in cordless outdoor power. Because Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 4/3 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
The growing season hasn't even begun, and yet our Wisconsin apple producers already facing issues. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Wednesday. What kind of issues are they facing? Well, I've got those notes next.
Grounded from Helena is a powerful adjuvant that can take your herbicide application to the next level. It reduces AI loss from UV light and off-target movement while improving deposition and absorption. All to help you unleash precision in every spray application. Spray smarter with Grounded from Helena. Always follow label instructions and check registration before use. Contact your Helena representative to learn more.
From insects to this above-average warmer winter we've experienced, it's all got our Wisconsin apple growers concerned. One of them, Steve Lewis. He's the owner and operator of Oakwood Fruit Farm in Richland Center. He says his tree broke buds about 2 weeks ago. It's the earliest he ever remembers them coming out of dormancy. And now he says he's worried about water.
You know, we battled the drought conditions as bad a conditions that I've ever seen in the last 30 years. Really from last April all the way through, into the fall was terrible. We're still incredibly dry. We've missed a lot of the snows this winter. And in the last 3 weeks, the rains that, a lot of people have gotten around us here, we've maybe gotten a half to three quarter inch total in those three storms. So we're really, really lacking in moisture.
Steve Lewis, owner and operator of Oakwood Fruit Farms in Richland Center, he said aside from dry weather, they're also monitoring the 17-year hatch of the cicada insects in Wisconsin. He says his fruit farm is right in the epicenter of their population, and he said it could potentially be very damaging to his crop. He said cicadas are one of those insects that do a lot of damage and are very difficult to control.
Prematurely yellow beans are embarrassing. So-called friends drive by your yellowed-up soybean field and snicker, thinking you should have followed your brother into the insurance business. This season, apply SoyGreen, the best technology available to fight against iron deficiency chlorosis. Your friends will turn downright green with envy. Beware of imitators. No other product comes close to the power of SoyGreen. Ask your local retailer for SoyGreen by name.
And state authorities are encouraging stronger biosecurity measures on our Wisconsin farms today. That's after a mysterious disease outbreak was identified in Texas, New Mexico, and Kansas. It was a highly pathogenic avian influenza strain that impacted dairy farms there. Now, so far, Wisconsin has not made any changes to import requirements for cattle from any of those states, but state officials say take care of business when it comes to biosecurity. That's a look at food news on a Wednesday. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be sunny and cool, but not as windy as it was yesterday. Our high near 39. The wind today out of the west at around 10 to 15, even backing down a little further by later this afternoon. Tonight, clear 21. Tomorrow, sunshine 46 by Friday, partly to mostly cloudy, with a high back up to 54. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
This is Chuck Smith, owner of Current Electric, home of the superheroes. Have you noticed electrical problems in your home or business? Flickering lights, broken breakers, outlets that wiggle and jiggle? Current Electric knows the most important thing is protecting your family, and our heroes are experts at electrical repairs and upgrades. With 8,500 five-star reviews and growing, we answer the call. Go to callcurrent.com. That's callcurrent.com. 262-786-5885. Keep your electricity alive.
Whether you're hanging out on State Street or hanging out on the lakes, thanks for listening. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Fox.
From the Civic Media Mothership, it's the John and Gordy Show.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Ed's Wine, the only fancy French wine sold in a handy, resealable cardboard carton. 49 cents a quart or 89 cents a gallon. Sure, you pay a few pennies more, but it's worth it.
You might want to check out Ed's Wine. We have Alex, owner of Short Stack here. We are going to get into depth here a little bit about Short Stack because, you know, we've been here a few mornings now, and we have seen so much literature on your walls and on the chalkboards that you have.
Yeah, you've got some interesting quotes.
It is truly a passion for you. The whole breakfast idea is just an amazing thing. You have Hunter S. Thompson up here. Do you know the quote by heart, or is this just fill us in kind of what it's all about?
Yeah, this has definitely become an ode to breakfast. I think breakfast is really nostalgic for people.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of nostalgia around breakfast, and I also think that especially breakfast for dinner, when we first opened, we were open late night.
Mm.
And I always thought it was silly in general to the idea that you could only eat certain types of food at certain times.
Mm-hmm.
It's so silly, the idea that, like, 10:30, you just missed the breakfast menu.
Yes.
It was always such a bummer. And so that concept of only eating certain types of foods at certain times of day was always silly to me. So I just decided that breakfast should be offered
all the time. Yeah.
It's a great meal any time of day.
I tried reversing breakfast with dinner. And they said that's actually the best way to do it because, you know, you have a nice heavy meal in the morning, you wear it off all day long, and then you have a breakfast at night.
Totally.
And that's the way it should be. But now you have, you know, covered all areas.
Yes.
You can have breakfast anytime and all the time if you'd like. You got Hunter S. Thompson up here. Great message. Just unbelievable stuff. And then how about alcohol?
Well, yeah, you do have some alcoholic choices here, which is kind of unusual for a breakfast and lunch place.
Yeah.
Right. And I like the quote up there, brunch without booze is nothing but a sad late breakfast.
Order
who came up with that?
Here. I love that.
Did you come up with that?
No, I think it's a quote somewhere we pulled from something.
So what else is new here at Short Stack? You have some things coming up or new items on the menu?
We have a couple. You know, we positioned ourselves from the beginning as this community-oriented spot. We knew we had to kind of feed into the Madison community as a downtown business that was close enough to campus. If we don't feed into the local, kind of local groove here, the local economy, we go out of business. When the students go home in the winter, the summer, it gets such a different vibe down here that we really need to tap into the whole city and kind of think more locally. And so, yeah, we have a few things coming up on the docket. Short Stack partners with an organization here in Madison called Just Dane. Just Dane works with, they're celebrating 50 years of doing what they do here in Madison. They work with folks that are justice involved, just getting out of prison or still in prison on probation or parole supervision.
Mm-hmm.
And we partner with a lot of community organizations that where we hire folks that are justice involved. And so what that means for us, if we have like a diversified workforce here, it means people are coming from all different backgrounds. So if I have folks that are just getting out of prison, just getting out of jail, trying to look for a job, and I hire them, and I also hire 20-year-old white college students, there's a clash of worlds.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah.
And so the nice thing about Just Dane is they offer a community prison simulation, which means any folks from the community can attend this 3-hour simulation, and you know, that when you get there, they give you a persona. They say, all right, your name is DeMonte, you're 25 years old, this, and this. You just got out of jail. Here's your kind of, and they take you through this entire simulation of what it looks like specifically in Dane County to be justice involved. All the hoops you have to go through just to kind of live your life. And so I require my whole kitchen management team, my whole kitchen team to go through this simulation every time Just Dane offers it to the community so that we as an organization develop a better understanding of what folks are dealing with. So that when they come in here and work here, we cause less harm. The goal is to do less harm to folks that are already have come from really harmful situations. And so, yeah, that's coming up May 2nd. It's open to the entire community of Madison. It's a free simulation that Justine puts on. They're doing it over at Bethel Lutheran this year. And it's hundreds of people from all around Madison, from different organizations, coming together to learn more about the plight of folks that are justice involved here in in this county. So
that's really interesting.
Bethel Lutheran is right up the street, isn't
it?
Right,
that's what's great about it. Yeah. Super accessible to my team. And the folks over at Justine are doing an amazing job kind of, you know, reaching back and grabbing community members in order for all of us to create a better understanding and a sense of empathy around folks that are dealing with the system.
All right. Well, that's fantastic. See why you asked us here then.
Yeah. Well, that's
diverse.
That's really interesting. Jason, can you... So Justine.
Justine, yeah.
How do you spell that? I'm just curious.
Two words.
If people want to...
And then Dane, like the county Dane.
Oh, just Dane. Yep. Okay, I got you now.
Yeah, so check them out. They just celebrated 50 years doing what they do, and that prison simulation opened to the community May 2nd, Thursday, from 6 to 9 p.m. over at Bethel Lutheran.
Sounds really interesting.
Alex, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys.
And always a pleasure to be here at Short Stack every Wednesday.
We love having you.
Well, thank you.
Happy Wednesday.
Yes, happy Wednesday. All right, very good.
All right.
That's Alex from... Short Stack Eatery, and starting to get a little busy here, so she's got to run. She's got to run back to the griddle and start making some more pancakes. So, yeah, we thank her for stopping by. All right.
Miss, did you get the blind?
Did not get the blind.
Oh my God!
We were
you have one job. Get from Alex what the blind is. Okay. Yeah. Sorry. Well, okay, never mind.
We kind of got off on a different subject
a pretty cool subject.
Yeah, very interesting.
Justine, I had no idea that existed or they were doing something like that.
Yeah,
yeah.
Really interesting organization, Justine. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Now let's dismantle Obamacare.
Okay. Awesome.
All right. This is another political story for everybody out there.
Oh, okay.
I think, you know, this is just amazing. I'm bringing this up. We've already talked about the fact that he wants to take Obamacare apart.
Who does?
The Affordable Care Act, Trump.
Who?
The Trumpster.
The Trumpster. Actually, not just Trump, but, you know, definitely the House Republicans want to do that. But I brought this up only because of the tweet... whatever site, social media site he has.
Okay.
I can't remember it.
Trump,
anyway.
Trump social. Trump,
this is his
Trump
message
truce.
To the public in regards to dismantling the ACA.
Okay.
He says, I'm not running to terminate the ACA as crooked Joe Biden disinformates and misinformates all the time.
That's
know.
A quote.
I know, yes. That's why I'm reading this. That's why I'm reading this.
Aww.
Okay.
This is...
Making up words.
I know, it's enough to take your breath away.
I know.
I know. Misinformates, you were at misinformates.
Misinformates,
okay.
I know. He says, I'm running to close the border, stop inflation, make our economy great, strengthen our military, and make the ACA, or Obamacare, as is known, much better, stronger, and far less expensive. In other words, make the ACA much, much, much better for far less money or cost to our great American citizens.
Okay.
And, you know, just try and unpack that.
where do you begin?
You know, it's like I'm really up on health care. Mm-hmm. You know, it's something I've been studying for a long time.
Watching
the iterations, the different ideas coming across. And, you know, it's not like we have to reinvent the wheel here because every other industrialized nation in the world has a single-payer system of some sort. All we have to do is pick and choose the best elements of it, put it together into a package, and do it in the United States so we don't have any of these extra programs. But unpacking this, the thing that you have to think about is how can you make healthcare less expensive by dismantling the ACA? How can you do that?
Yeah.
I mean, what the ACA does is it presents a site where you can pick and choose what insurance company and the benefits they offer that you want to have for you or your family. That's a simple it's a marketplace. It's a mall for insurance companies. You just go in there and you look around and you buy the one that is best fit for you.
Yeah.
How do you make that any less expensive? How does that change anything at all? What could you do? How would you change it to make it less expensive? You can't. Healthcare is very expensive, and it's expensive because we have a very antiquated system in this country. Mm-hmm. One of the things I never thought about when it came to healthcare was, well, doctors have to make a lot of money, and the hospitals have to hire the doctors, the good doctors, and to make them money. So there's a lot of money involved, a lot of incomes involved, and when you start taking away that income, let's say we have a single-payer system, the price is going to be reduced dramatically for doctors and hospitals. Well, how do they sustain themselves then? Well, the whole point is, and other countries have done this, what they have done is they've made the education process for doctors and physicians free.
Oh, whatever.
They paid for it, so the doctors don't have these huge
bills. Of thousands of dollars, possibly.
Hundreds of thousands of dollars that they paid to get their education. They don't have that anymore. So there's no incentive to have a high income. They can still have very high incomes.
Yes.
But still, it's not like they have to have it in order to pay off their
enormous debt.
Their education. Enormous debt. Yeah. Yes.
What about doctors? I mean, they all need malpractice insurance, right?
Right. Right.
That's
exactly.
Expensive as well.
Well, that would go away as well. That would be reformed in a way because the government would be responsible at that point. And I think in this country there are different ways we could do it. We could have a private system that we have now. And we could have insurance companies managing the system for the government and work with the private sector, the hospitals and doctors, not make them employees of the government.
There are tweaks. There are tweaks we could make.
There are all different elements in different ways we can shape health care in this country because it has been done all over the world. And all we have to do, like in a mall itself, as the U.S., goes forward with a single-payer system, all we have to do is pick and choose from all over the world the best parts of their systems and make it work together for us. And people, one of the big drawbacks is the American public is really unsure about this. And because they're unsure about it, they're just kind of living with a system they already know. But they don't want to change the system because then they have to kind of adapt and they're not sure what they're getting. And it's very simple what you're getting. The government is going to manage the prices of everything. And all we have to do is go to the doctor and the bills get paid for. We don't have any surprise bills. No one goes bankrupt because of medical conditions. We no longer have to have cake sales or car washes in order to pay for your friend's child's surgery someplace, which is the most cruel and inhumane thing I've ever heard of in my entire life. I still can't get over we allow something like this to happen in this country. But anyway, these are the... You know, these are the things that we can do in order to prove the system. People are just unsure if they said, well, if we go to a different system, then my doctor and my insurance. No, none of that's changed. Your doctor's still there. Your hospital's still there. You can pick and choose anybody you want. You don't have to go to a certain group. All these things are, you know, things that we have put. Medicare doesn't have to exist. Medicaid doesn't have to exist. And employer insurance doesn't have to exist.
Something else we have in common across the political spectrum, healthcare.
Yes.
We have that in common. United we stand,
and,
right? I mean, with greater numbers of people in it, we can mitigate expense.
Not only that, but, you know, the private system no longer is going to be held over our head like this. They make people work in order to get Medicaid if they're unemployed. Well, that's gone.
Yeah.
You know, we're not going to use healthcare or the health of you as something to hold over you to force you into working.
Yeah.
Again, another inhumane characteristic of our healthcare system in this country.
Hey, we are up against the clock here, 7:49 and 26 degrees. We'll be back with tidbits, odds and ends, this and that, leftovers. All that and more coming up from Short Stack Eatery.
I'm hungry.
Downtown Madison.
Tumbling down.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Mondays through Fridays. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Is your computer so slow you can hardly use it? Does it have blue screens, malware, viruses, reboots, hardware crashes? Sound familiar? Computers will have problems, and when they do, you need the computer experts at Madison Computer Works. Every day, we help home users and businesses keep their computers and networks running smoothly. For solutions to your computer problems, call the pros at 231-8000, and we'll turn this into this. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Terrific if you like eating leftovers.
Leftovers?
Leftovers?
I kept the leftovers.
The leftovers!
Just some leftovers.
Leftovers for a week and a half.
He ate those leftovers!
The funeral leftovers.
The day we eat all the leftovers.
I'll just have leftovers.
Leftovers. Enjoy.
Holy, we will.
There are rarely any leftovers when you eat at Short Stack Eatery, 301 West Johnson Street, downtown Madison. That's where we are, and that's where we are every Wednesday morning, like today.
We're going to have a short stack in just a few minutes.
Yes, we are. But first, I want to remind everybody what the keyword is for this hour, the 7 o'clock hour. And again, we do different keywords at 7, 10, 1, and 3. What is the keyword, you ask? Well, I'll get to that in a moment. It's all a part of our Ride Into Spring contest that continues. It's a text to win contest. You need the Civic Media app. You get the app. It's free. Put it on the phone. You go into your favorite Civic Media station compartment on that app.
WMDX, WMDX.
That's right. And there's a text button right there. You just hit that button, and the text word, this word, the keyword for the 7 o'clock hour, you
what
just have
it?
A few more minutes
what
to get
it?
This in before 8 o'clock.
Say it.
What is it?
It's bike.
Okay.
Bike. B-I-K-E. Okay, bike. That's the keyword. We'll have other keywords again, 10 o'clock,
what
1 o'clock,
win?
And 3 o'clock.
Did
you
say?
Win.
Did you say?
Every day we have four winners of Chula Vista overnight stays. Oh. That's every day during this contest. And you're entered in for the grand prize. We have a couple of bikes. We've got some patio furniture, some kitchen appliances, and a whole lot more. So text to win. Again, the word this hour is bike, okay?
They're fun, coming in.
Fun fact, by the way.
Yeah, fun fact.
Gordy's making the calls.
He's doing
I am calling the winners.
Yeah, you're calling the winners.
And it's really, really fun.
I
got to tell you, I'll tell you some sometime. But
it's
anyway.
Great stuff.
Really,
the texts
really
are rolling
fun stuff.
In. You know what's funny is our phone lines, because we're, of course, Civic Media connected across the state.
Right.
Every radio station that we own, 20
it's
of them.
Statewide contest, yes.
We're getting those texts, too.
Yeah.
I'm seeing those come in. So the other keywords must be trip, live, lawn. I know. Not us. We need bike. We need bike. But the other ones are coming into ours. I don't know why. Because you're the, you know, Wisconsin Broadcasters Association named you guys the best morning show in the state.
So where are you, folks?
So
where
that's why they're coming into us, too. But bike is your keyword today.
Okay.
Yeah.
That is correct.
Yeah. Anyway.
Okay.
All right. I want to at
weird?
Least queue up. Eventually, we're going to get to another thing. The mega say the darndest thing.
Okay.
Another little segment on that. Okay. Coming up. I think we're on 544, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
As I try to keep track here.
Okay.
From my remote broadcast.
That sounds right.
Okay. But I do want.
What's that, Sam?
Yeah. And he said he supposed it's right.
Okay.
All right. But I do want to get to something closer to home. Representative Glenn Grothman.
Oh, no, man.
You know, he's out there. He is out there. And he's promoting himself on Twitter X. And he came out with a little selfie that he put out.
Really?
Yes. Grothman's protruding gut is seen at a gun show. And his little selfie with the gun staff there with their T-shirts reading Dear Classic. He's out there, he's posing, he's, you know.
Yeah.
And he wrote, always a good time at the Portage Gun Show.
Right. Oh, well, it could be a good time.
Very nice little message. Short message. Not, you know, not a lot there, not a lot of content. But I love the response, and that's why I'm bringing this up.
Well,
it's a perfect response on Twitter X by Judy Hensler. Now, that's her name that she put on there. But you remember Judy Hensler?
No.
She was the troublesome little girl on Leave It to Beaver.
Oh.
Always giving Beaver a little trouble.
Yeah.
Judy Hensler. Yes. And what a great handle
on
Twitter X.
Yes.
Anyway, that's funny. What did she say?
She's got some great answers. And this is the one responding to Glenn Grothman. Always a good time at the Portage Gun Show. Well, she wrote, if boil, roast, or fry isn't in the event's name, why even show up? I mean, it's so Wisconsin, right?
Very.
That is truly Wisconsin.
That's very true.
Funny. I would have to add smorgasbord as something that definitely has to be all you can eat.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Those are the two other items that if it's not in the name, then you just don't
point.
Go.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. All right.
It's good that Glenn Grothman's out there making the appearances at places like that.
Well, yes. Yeah.
Keeping us on the map.
Yeah. Well, he's really out there working for us.
Yeah.
He's working his tail off, right? God, what a horrible, horrible man.
Mm.
All right. I tell you what, speaking of Glenn Grothman, let's go to another mega cut here.
Okay.
Everybody is waiting to find out what the megas say as far as the darndest things.
Oh, okay. Right, magus say the darndest things.
Let's check this
Please
out.
Please share with us.
Oh, okay. Here we go.
I mean, it doesn't really matter what I think, but you've got a pretty good life. You got nice clothes on. You got hat on, sunglasses. You got your health. I mean, the country's done pretty well by you, right?
No, the country hasn't done anything by me. I've done everything for myself. My husband and I took care of ourselves as we grew older. Now, when we got ready to retire, We had planned what we were going to do. Now, what is the country doing for me now? Do I get any interest on anything that I put away and saved?
Well, your money is safe, right?
I wouldn't say that.
You got access to health care?
I have access to health care because my husband served 20 years in the military.
So the military did something for your family. The military is trustworthy, right? The military health care system's great.
No, I wouldn't say it's great. We were promised
free
health care for our whole life, but that did not happen.
What is it that is so bad about where America is or where you are right now with America, that you would want to die if Donald Trump doesn't win?
I just don't want to live in a country that is as screwed up as this one, that people are so out of control and that they think that everything, that they're entitled to everything. What do you think about the stealing that's going on right now?
What do you mean stealing?
People walk into stores and just can walk out with stuff.
Well, crime is a problem, but there's also a lot of places where people
Crime is increasing every day.
Actually, the data shows it's not.
Well, I don't care what the data shows. You and I can't talk to each other because you have a totally different idea of what's going on than what I have.
So what do you trust?
Sad.
I trust Donald Trump. I trust Donald Trump. And what really upsets me the most is everybody remembers that one little blip that Billy Bush put out there when he first started to run.
About grabbing the...
Yeah, that's the...
I mean, that was pretty memorable.
Well, why is that memorable? Why isn't it memorable, the things that he did do?
Well, he's been indicted in four different cases and 91 criminal charges.
That stuff is true. You know it's not.
I don't know whether it's true or not.
I
just know that... No, I just know that
A non-Trumper?
No, I'm just a journalist who sees that he's been in... I mean, so how do you explain all these charges? How do you explain them?
Well, they're all made up.
So the election interference in Georgia, Sidney Powell and Kenneth Chesebro, who worked for Donald Trump as lawyers, they just pled guilty and admitted.
I don't believe that either.
You don't believe they pled guilty? So when they said that they were.
I never turn on the news. I never turn on the TV.
It explains everything.
Why are we ending with this? Oh, get rid of it, Sam, for God's sakes.
Oh, boy.
It's uplifting. Just
buzzkill,
let you know.
John.
I know.
Jeez Louise.
Hey, it's time for us to wrap up our Wednesday morning stay here at Short Stack Eatery. We want to thank Alex and everybody here at Short Stack for welcoming us in. We'll be back here next Wednesday.
I'm getting breakfast.
Are you?
I'm eating.
Stop.
Oh, I thought you meant you were getting breakfast for us, the award-winning morning show team.
Forget that.
Okay.
We're not sure what's better, a win at Camp Randall Stadium or just hanging out at the farmer's market. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Tune in for a whopper of a Wednesday edition Devil's Advocate radio show. Donald Trump's under a gag order. Will he honor it? You'll have to tune in to find out if he's broken it yet.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Kripescast, folks.
My conversation with Taylor Kalmus, a.k.a. Dude Dad.
When you go to the movies and you get to the last climactic scene, you're not just like, oh, you know what would be fun? Let's leave. Let's finish this movie in the parking lot. You guys know what I'm talking about, do you?
I think he's talking about...
Let's pull out of this movie theater.
Kripescast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The six construction workers missing after the collapse of the Key Bridge in Baltimore are now presumed to have died. The bridge falling